Ruby.
Ruby.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for other people.
Okay. What lesson are we doing today?
It's a class on advanced reincarnation.
Okay. I'm going to mute my phone.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakor. Anna Bakor, Gedulat Shemincha, Patin Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik, Kavel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora kufrei shayan sintet nun na gibor dorshe yechudcha kevavat shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rakamei Sifkatcha, Tamid Gamlem. Et Tetresh, Sadi Taf Gimel. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf that created the planet Shemesh, the planet Chama, the planet we call the Sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aries, the Leo, or the lion, which is the astrological sign of Leo. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata, Het Kufet. Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun. Erech Apaim. Berav Chesed V'emet. Notzer Chesed La'alavim. Naseawon wafesha, the chata'a vinake. Now we're going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777. We connect with by studying two verses that have the same energy within the Tanakh. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Hilu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimu Leata L'shem Yud He Bevav He Beyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Tzod Saduni Tatsipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatzki Af, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we can create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tents. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, is concealed, because the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheichem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year 5776, which has the energy of the pause. And the energy of this year is second, or the verse that we study, the first of two verses that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav Lehikadesh Mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them or permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yola Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka'a Rekacha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai Yohewahe Adead kibia Yohewahe Adonai Yohewahe Tur olam Beer 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we will study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni yad bili ruki. The next verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon. Wehalakti itchem wechayim yeshno baaretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The verse, or the year from 5774, which is peace in the Middle East, is the energy, only has one pasuk that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami liYisrael untati vishakan tafta vilo yirgaz. Od below Yosifu, Bene Avlal Anoto, Ka'asher Barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Nedohar that connects to the energy of certainty. And this verse comes from the Parasha of Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bika Matar, Tane Nan Dekudja, Berihu Koma Diaved, Leela Witata, Kola Ihu, Dishot Biovada, Dikshot, Bele Lach Mila Bialma, Divae Barnash, Vedah Yaleya, Mine ya ulan haga, be ya telana, de hakulu ovada, dikshot inun, wikola itzdiri, be alma. We're now going to scan or connect to the 72 names of God. And the way we do that is by utilizing the root vowels for the letters as we look at those letters. Wahe wayo layo sayo dake alame mehe shilalahe aka aka heta he zayo alada. La awa he he a yozala me be he he reo he ko me la awa kalayo la wawa pe he la nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he ha a Yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo wa wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ko wa ko me na, me nu da, ka wa ko me nu da, a nu yo he a me. Re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, Ashila meo he wa he wa da nu yo. He he she ame me nu nu a nu yo ta. Me be he pe wa yo na. Nu me me yo yo la. He re he. Me ta re. Wa me be yo he he. Anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu go. Ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me. Hey yo yo me wa me. And the 72 names of the Tzaddikim, we connect in the same manner utilizing the root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me. Me be she la yo hey. Anu a ke ta me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa. He me a yo ta la me re he. He yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo. La yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo. Me nu hai he ye wa. Nu yo he he shi a. Yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a ma wa me. La yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he. Ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ho, me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 19th of Av, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Machir Kuli, he is the author of a Kabbalistic text, the Me'am Lo'ez. Rabbi Naftali ben Rabbi Yehuda of Nemrod. Rabbi Shimon Shalom ben Rabbi Menachem Kelish of Amshinov. And Rabbi Menachem Nachum ben Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan. And the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is at Advanced Reincarnation. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 11, the second column from the left, that link will take you to Advanced Reincarnation classes on a landing page. And scroll down to class number 13, which will open up to handout number 18, and the section we are going to read is chapter 11, section 1, which is a summary of the soul. Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Chaim Vital, and the editor of the writings of the Ari, says, I found an essay that is a brief summary of the entire subject of Gilgul, and it seems to me that it is a choice selection of everything that has been said about the subject. It contains what a person absolutely needs to know in order that he may accomplish rectification. Here the categories of souls are detailed. The content of this section has already been written explicitly, or it was implicit in the first sections of chapter 1. See the extensive commentary that has been included there, and especially the tables of correspondences. There are four worlds, and they are named Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. And to call them short, they're called Abiyah, which is the first initial, the first letter of each of the words. Each world consists of five partsufim. They are Arikantin, which is a large face, Abba, which is father, Ima, which is mother, Zerantin, which is small face, and Nukva, which is female, or Nukva of Zerantin, which is female. However, there is an incongruity concerning them. This is new information. The souls of human beings are different than all the other aspects contained within the four worlds. Each of the three worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah equals one of the three lower partsufim of Atzilut. They're Ima, Zerantin, and Nukva. However, there are not two worlds above Briah, Yetzirah, and Atzilut that replicate Abba and Arichantin of Atzilut, because those levels are very concealed. Each one of the three lower worlds is equal to one of the three lower partsufim. Not really equal, but corresponds to. The two higher partsufim do not have such a correspondence. Although the Ari does not spell it out, the realm of souls has the same incongruity. Chaya and Yechida do not enter into the body or fit into any of its vessels. The souls of human beings are different than all the other aspects contained within the four worlds of Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, because they are the secret of you are children to the Lord your God. There is a deeper connection between the souls and the Creator than there is between the worlds and the Creator. There's a deeper, more immediate, and more intimate connection between the souls and the Creator than there is between the worlds and the Creator. The relationship of the Creator to the souls is like that of a father to a son. In other respects, however, the realm of the souls is a replicate of the worlds. The realm of the souls is a replicate of the worlds in general and also in particular. The section that follows is comparable to a meditation in which the serious students should be so proficient in these categories that he can review them by heart, even when he is falling asleep. My commentary. A student of the Kabbalah needs to learn this material so that it becomes part of them. They need to know this material the same way you know the multiplication tables. This is part of who you are. The multiplication tables are not memorized. They are part of who you are. That comes from memorization, but it comes from being so connected to them that the memory is instantaneous. Souls from Atzilut. The souls that are from the world of Atzilut divide into five categories corresponding to the five partsufim of Atzilut. Those that are drawn from Arikantin are called Yechida. Those from Abba are called Chaya. Those from Ima are called Neshama. Those from Zeranpin are called Ruach. And those from the Nukva are called Nefesh. They are all divisions of Atzilut. Afterwards come lower ones. There are those that are drawn from the world of Bria, and they are called the Neshama, that is from Bria. Those from Yetzirah are called the Ruach, that is from Yetzirah. Those from Asiyah are called the Nefesh, and that is from Asiyah. Those that are drawn from Ima of Atzilut are called Neshama of Atzilut. Those that are drawn from the world of Bria are called Neshama of Bria. In the same way, those that are drawn from Seranpin of Atzilut are called the Ruach of Atzilut. Those that are drawn from the world of Yetzirah are called the Ruach of Yetzirah. Those that are drawn from Nukva of Atzilut are called the Nefesh of Atzilut. Those that are drawn from the world of Asiyah are called the Nefesh of Asiyah. This is in general, but there are also details as follows. Souls from Arikantin of Atzilut. The souls that come from Arikantin of Atzilut divide into five categories. From Keter of Arikantin is what called the Yechida of Yechida. From its Hachma is what is called the Chaya of Yechida. From its Bina is called the Neshama of Yechida. From its six extremities is what is called the Ruach of Yechida. From its Malchut is what is called the Nefesh of Yechida. All these five categories are in general Yechida. The five aspects of Chaya that come from Abba of Atzilut divide in the very same way, and they are all called Chaya. It is the same with the five categories of Neshama that come from Ima, and they are all called Neshama. It is the same with the five categories of Ruach from Zeranpin, and they are all called Ruach. It is the same with the five categories of Nefesh from Nukva, and they are all called the Nefesh of Atzilut. These are all the categories of Atzilut. Now comes the categories of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. And these souls are from the categories of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. It is the same with the three worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, but all five divisions of each world are only equivalent to one of the partsufim of Atzilut, as already mentioned. The Nishama that are from Arikantin of Bria are called the Yechida of Bria. Those from Abba are called Chaya of Bria. Those from Ima are called Neshama of Bria. Those from Zeranpin are called Ruach of Bria. Those from the Nukva of Bria are called the Nefesh of the Neshama, that is from Berea. All of these five categories that are from the five partufim of Bria are called the Neshama that is from Bria. All five of them equal the five categories of Neshama of Atzilut. Similarly, the souls from the five partufim of Yetzirah divide into the Yechida, the Chaya, the Neshama, the Ruach, and the Nefesh, and they are called the Ruach that is from Yetzirah. They are equal to the five categories of Ruach of Atzilut. Similarly, the souls from the five parts of Fim of Asiyah divide into the Yechida, the Chaya, the Neshama, the Ruach, and the Nefesh. And they are all called the Nefesh, that is, from Asiyah. They are equal to the five categories of Nefesh of Atzilut. We have already learned that each of these five can also be subdivided into five more. Theoretically, there is no final level of subdivision. Nevertheless, the Ari will provide specific numbers in the next sections. Before going on, it is worthwhile to summarize. The Nefesh in general is from Asiyah. The Ruach in general is from Yetzirah. The Neshama in general is from Briah. They correspond to particular partsufim in Atzilut, the Nukva of Zeranpin and Ima, respectively. These in turn are the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama of Atzilut. Chaya, on the other hand, does not derive from Atzilut in general, but only from Abba of Atzilut. It is the same with Yechida, which is not ascribed here to Atzilut, or to Adam Kadmon in general, but to Arikan Pin of Atzilut only. Behold, souls have been explained in general and in particular. My commentary. General and particular are Kabbalistic terms that come directly from the Zohar. Here is the summary and synopsis of the Parasha Vayera, section 5, that will give you a start to know what these terms mean in the language of branches. General and particular from the portion of Vayera. The synopsis, and as I explained the other day in talking about the Zohar, the synopsis I usually do not read when we're reading the Zohar because the synopsis was not written when the Zohar was written. It was written by Rabbi Michael Berg of the Kabbalah Center. And when you read a synopsis first, it tends to bring you to understand the verses in the Zohar within the context and the frame of reference that the synopsis is describing. But in this case, this synopsis helps you to understand what we have just been talking about, all the different soul levels and how they relate to the different worlds, because they're using the similar words, but they don't mean the same thing, and we need to understand that. Reading the synopsis, Rabbi Yosef opens with, "And I shall take you to me as a people, and I will be to you as an Elohim, and you will know that I am Hashem, your Elohim." Rabbi Shimon tells us that the first and most important precept is to know God in the general sense, to know that there is a supernal ruler who is the master of the world and who created all of the worlds, heaven, earth, and less inner earths, and all their beings. Just as this is the beginning of the precepts, the end of them is to know him particularly. General and particular are beginning and end. They are also the secret of male and female, as in Zeranpin and Nukva. At the end of 40 years of wandering, after leaving Egypt, Moses told the children of Israel, "Know therefore this day, and consider it in your heart, that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the Elohim." This then is the particular. Rabbi Shimon says that the fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowing him in particular. We are told next that a person should perfect the 248 limbs of the soul of man, the four 248 positive precepts. After he has been perfected in general, he will know in particular. Rabbi Shimon turns to a discussion of the limbs, the days of the year, the Sephirot and their cures. Blessings, life, and cures come down to a person only after he completes all 248 precepts. The first word of the Torah when it was given on Mount Sinai was Anochi, I am, which is the secret of the first precept of knowing him in the general. For Hashem your Elohim is a consuming fire is an allusion to the particular. The relevance of this passage. It seems that we can in no way learn to know God until we acknowledge that he exists and that he created all the worlds, heaven and earth, and all their inhabitants. If we find it difficult to know God, to encounter him in a particular and personal way, a reading of this passage can encourage us to bringing us back to encounter him in the general. We may softly think to ourselves about what we know of the world and its people, and what we imagine of heaven and the angels, and then remember that God made them all. This understanding will lead us to the wisdom which enables us to encounter God in the particular. Now, there's a link to the particular section to help us understand general and particular. And next week, since there is no Zohar section for the Parsha of Reah, I think it would be appropriate for us to study that section. And this is another link for the full section of the Idra Rabbah that to assist us in, again, understanding general and particular. So now we know what we'll be studying next week in the Parasha of Reah that has no Zohar, it is our Zohar classes. This is the end of the section, chapter 11, section 1. It's a summary. Does anyone have any questions? I realize the vocabulary was gone through very quickly, and it takes a while. Go ahead.
When you use the term nukva, is that sometimes used interchangeably with malkut for malkut?
Malchut is a single Sephirah. The Nukva is a complete face, a complete structure of 10 Sephirot. But when you say Nukva, you are saying the 10 Sephirot of Malchut, the 10 Sephirot within Malchut. When you say Malchut, you could be speaking of any of the 10 Sephirot that are within Malchut. Or you could be describing the overall plan, the overall structure. But if you were going to be saying Malchut as the overall structure, you would more would use the language of branches and call it the Nukva. Now, if that's confusing, I can go a little bit more into the vocabulary. Just and it's probably a good idea to go.
Nukva refers to the 10.
Let me go into it in more detail, and then you can ask your question.
Okay.
There is the Keter of Malchut. There is the Chachma of Malchut. There is the Bina of Malchut. There is the Chesed of Malchut. There is the Gevurah of Malchut. There is the Tiferet of Malchut. There is the Netzach of Malchut. There is the Hod of Malchut. There is the Yesod of Malchut. And there is the Malchut of Malchut. When you say Malchut, you could be speaking of any of those 10 individual Sephirot. When you say Nukva, you are speaking of all 10 in a completed structure, meaning they work together, they're unified, yet they're separate, and that's the paradox that it takes a while to learn how to utilize.
Okay,
is that
answered my question. That answered my question. And it gave, yeah, it did.
Very good. Are there any other questions on this summary? Because it's a very beneficial section if you take the time to contemplate what's within it.
And what is that section again? I'm using my iPad, and for some reason, I'm not pulling up the same thing that you have.
Well, let's go back to the landing page for the Advanced Reincarnation. Have you gotten to that page or not?
Yep.
Okay, then just scroll down till it says Class 13. And the link under Class 13 will open up to where we started.
Handout 18?
Yes.
Okay.
Handout
18,
yes.
I found it.
Okay. Now that starts with Chapter 11, Section 1, which we just completed. And now we're going to start with Chapter 11, Section 2, although I want to see how long that is. Yeah, this I thought it was this. I'm going to stop here because Section 2 is also going to take a lot of clarifications because it speaks of sparks of souls and where are they in the levels and how do they relate to the Sephirot and to the Partsufim. So I'm going to leave that till next week. So if you have any questions on any aspect of reincarnation, feel free to ask it. We will have a Zohar class at 7 o'clock West Coast time. It is for the parasha of Ekev. There are only four sections in the parasha of Ekev, but the section 3 is extremely lengthy. And we have completed that on Saturday night. We completed section 4. So we're beginning over again. Because the energy of the week is based on the parasha of the week. And the Zohar is giving us that energy, that essence. So we want to stay connected to that energy within the week, and that's why we would just keep rereading the same section every year. Are there any other questions? You all have a good evening.
Thank you very much.